I totally crushed it. I'm Danielle Royston, and this is Telco in 20. I can't believe 2021 is almost over. And what a year it's been. Of course, we're going to talk about how I nailed my predictions for 2021. But never in my wildest dreams would I have predicted the year I had. It was crazy. Like, remember that time we took over Ericsson's 65,000 square feet at MWC 21, created an amazing Cloud City booth, and knocked it out of the park in Barcelona with less than 100 days of planning? And what about that Jon Bon Jovi concert? Fuck yeah, that was awesome. Don't forget that time I delivered a keynote on the main MWC stage, basically shouting at the top of my lungs at telco execs that they need to ride the public cloud dragon. Epic. Oh, and how I invested $100 million into Togi, the company that's rewriting the software of telco for the public cloud, and created a tiny, little, small $1 billion fund to catalyze the industry's move to get it done. And if that wasn't enough, I made the USA World Tennis Team and played in the World Cup Team Tournament in Croatia. No big deal. I've had a ridiculous year. Okay, seriously, enough with the bragging. Ugh. For today's episode, we're going to look to next year and talk about what we think 2022 has in store for telco and the public cloud. But first, let's take a hot minute and reflect on the predictions we made for 2021. To refresh your memory, I had three big ideas. Number one, a telco will successfully transition to the public cloud and do it right. Number two, a telco will do it wrong. Number three, telcos need to start experimenting with Open RAN. I went 3 for 3. Yep, all those things happened in 2021. I don't know that I can do much better than that, but I'm gonna give it a try. So let's do it again. Let's make some new predictions for 2022. So without further ado, let's take 2022. My first prediction for 2022 is the metaverse is a real thing. It's one of the top buzzwords of 2021, right after crypto. Am I right? When my favorite VC guys, Matthew Ball, released a must-read metaverse primer this year, you'll find a link to it in our show notes. He also has a book about the metaverse coming out in 2022. Everyone from Microsoft at Ignite to the New York Times is talking about it. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg thinks the idea is so big, he renamed Facebook to Meta. What you need to know is this is much more than a marketing opportunity. What the metaverse is going to help you do is start to technically leverage your network. I'm not saying that telcos should go build metaverse applications. I am saying that you need to get your network ready so the builders of the metaverse can easily integrate and use it. Because there's no way the metaverse works without your high bandwidth, super fast, low latency, awesome network. They need you. Metaverse consumer and enterprise applications will make interactions between people who are oceans apart feel like they're in the same room. The people located in your network geographies need your network to make that experience great. These applications will be built with the public cloud because the public cloud has the best technology building blocks out there. Are you making it easy as pie for metaverse builders to use your network along with the public cloud? Expose the technical stack at the edge that makes it possible to code with the public cloud and your connectivity. Move beyond monetizing your network by simply designing marketing bundles for subscribers and start to technically leverage your network. My second prediction is the public cloud train is going to keep picking up steam. Last year, I said 2021 was going to be the year of the public cloud. And boy, was I right. Here are some of the big stories around cloud from this year. We took over MWC 21 and made it all about the public cloud. And now, look what's happened. For the first time, MWC 22 will have an entire theme around cloud. I said that more strategic partnerships would be signed with the hyperscalers. And sure enough, more carriers are moving workloads to the public cloud. Dish is all in with AWS. AT&T sold its network cloud to Azure. And Vodafone is the first operator in the world to have AWS wavelength zones operational in more than one country. It's no longer a question if the public cloud is coming to telco, it's here. Question is, Who still doesn't get it? Because if you're not exploring how to use the public cloud, you're already behind. For example, let's take AWS's newest service, which they call Private 5G. At reInvent this year, AWS announced a turnkey, fully managed, pay-by-the-usage private 5G network that is providing a service that enterprises want, without the hassle and hurdles they'd face if they tried to get the same thing from traditional telcos. It's all about making it easier to work with networks. Is that how you're thinking about your offerings? Or are you still wishing things were like they used to be back in the good old days? My prediction is, if you don't figure out how to leverage the public cloud in your business, someone else will. That train is moving full steam ahead. Speaking of big bets, our third prediction is that Dish crushes it. Last year, we said that a carrier would get it really right. We just didn't know that carrier would be Dish. Calling themselves the AWS of wireless, they plan to build the industry's first standalone Open RAN network using AWS for both core and edge infrastructure, all for $10 billion. The entire industry is pontificating, will this work? Of course, Dish needs to execute. If they're successful, this will be a whole new way to deliver networks. So here's hoping Dish can pull this off. There's a lot riding on its success. Dish is facing rollout deadlines by the FCC, requiring it to cover at least 20% of the U.S. population with its network by June 2022 and 70% by 2023. We'll be watching their first city launch, Las Vegas, scheduled for the first quarter of 2022. AWS has a lot riding on this too. My prediction, AWS will help Dish to get this across the finish line and be a success story, because if it's successful, it's gonna hit the jackpot. So those are my predictions for 2022. I wanna know what you think is gonna happen. Am I right or am I wrong? Shoot me a DM on Twitter or send me a message on LinkedIn and let me know what you think. Stick around, because we're ending each podcast with a Telco in 20 takeaway. I have 20 seconds to tell you something you need to know. My keynote at MWC 21 has been viewed thousands of times. I worked my ass off to prepare a game-changing talk that has become the rallying cry for the industry. You know who else had a keynote at MWC? Elon freaking Musk. That guy is Time Magazine's 2021 Person of the Year, and he continues to crush it. For example, here's what he's done this year. He's launched 31 rockets. He landed the $3 billion contract with NASA that will have SpaceX delivering astronauts to the moon. And with Starlink, he continues to grow his mega constellation, adding close to 900 more satellites this year alone, bringing the total to 1,900 satellites circling the globe. Are you driving your company as hard as that guy? Back on Earth, Amazon took our industry by storm when it announced its turnkey, easy-to-use private 5G, leaving operators saying to themselves, wait, that was my idea. This is your wake-up call. You're going to have to move faster, innovate better. So get on that dragon and learn how to ride it ASAP. Think about that as you're setting your goals for 2022. And while you're all nestled snug in your bed, I will have visions of the public cloud in my head. Happy New Year to all, and to all a good night. Later, nerds.